Salchis.
Nasti bilmulah kalai, ustata nasti no dakai, vartamana kshanair gatra, karshanam tapa asti taha, kandasti bilmulah kalai, Karshanam tapa asti taha Kandasti virmula panai
Tatra, there, Chandravasa, the Chandravasa river, Nama, named, Tamraparni, the Tamraparni river, Vatodaka, the Vatodaka river, Tat, of those rivers, Punya, pious, Salilai, with the waters, Nityam, daily, Ubhayatra, in both ways, Atmanaha, of himself, Mrijan, washing, Kanda, bulbs, Ashtibihi, and by seeds, Mula, roots, Palai, and by fruits, Pushpa, flowers, Parnai, and by leaves, Trina, grass, Udakai, and by water, Vartamanaha, subsisting, Shanaihi, gradually, Gatra, his body, Karshanam, rendering thin, Tapaha, austerity, Astidaha, he underwent. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. In the province of Kulachala, there were rivers named Chandravasa, Tamraparni, and Vatodaka. King Malayadvaja used to go to those pious rivers regularly and take his bath there. Thus he purified himself externally and internally. He took his bath and ate bulbs, seeds, leaves, flowers, roots, fruits, and grasses, and drank water. In this way he underwent severe austerities. Eventually, he became very skinny. Purport. We can definitely see that to advance in Krishna consciousness, one must control his bodily weight. If one becomes too fat, it is to be assumed that he is not advancing spiritually. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur severely criticized his fat disciples. The idea is that one who intends to advance in Krishna consciousness must not eat very much. Devotees used to go to forests, high hills or mountains on pilgrimages, but such severe austerities are not possible in these days. One should instead eat only prasada and no more than required. According to the Vaishnava calendar, there are many fasts such as Ekadashi and the appearance and disappearance days of God and His devotees. All of these are meant to decrease the fat within the body so that one will not sleep more than desired and will not become inactive and lazy. Overindulgence in food will cause a man to sleep more than required. This human form of life is meant for austerity, and austerity means controlling sex, food intake, etc. In this way, time can be saved for spiritual activity, and one can purify himself both externally and internally. Thus both body and mind can be cleansed.
Tatra Chandravasana ma tamrapani vatodaka tatpunya salilay nityam ubayatra atmanom richam kandashti birmula palai pushpa parnaisti no dakai vartamana kshanair gatra karshanam tapasti taha.
In the province of Kulachala, there were rivers named Chandravasa, Tamraparni, and Vatodaka. King Malayadvaja used to go to those pious rivers regularly and take his bath there. Thus he purified himself externally and internally. He took his bath and ate bulbs, seeds, leaves, flowers, roots, fruits, and grasses and drank water. In this way he underwent severe austerities. Eventually he became very skinny.
Om Agyana Timiram Dasyam Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurul Mitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Svaparantikam
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Before I will start, I would like to request all assembled Vaishnavas, especially those who are senior to me, to give me your blessing that I can speak something valuable for your spiritual life and inspire you to go back home, back to Godhead.
So this purport, I was thinking when I was reading it that it's quite heavy actually. Especially if maybe there is a tendency of the body to gain some weight. As we know, there is different constitution of the bodies, kapha, pitta, vata. So some bodies they have more tendency to gain the weight, so it's maybe more difficult for that person to control the weight. But anyway, as Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, both of them, they are condemning it, so we have to work on it. And when I was reading it, I was thinking, it came to my mind the nectar of instructions. Atehara prayasascha prajalponiya magraha janasankah chalalyamcha sarvir bhaktir vinashyati. And atehara prayasa. Atehara is translated as overeating or collecting more funds than is necessary. And actually, already about this aspect of eating is mentioned in the first verse already. Vacha vegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vegam udaropasta vegam. This jiva, also when we pray before taking prasadam, this tongue is very difficult to control. So already in two verses in Nectar of Instruction by Rupa Goswami, there is mentioned that we have to control this tongue. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that actually to control this tendency to eat palatable foodstuff is connected closely with prayasa, with over-endeavoring to acquire more things than is necessary. And I have a friend in Spain, one devotee. He's, let's say, materially very well situated. And so I spoke with him. He's practicing already a few years. And he told me that when he came, he's originally born in Bombay. So he went before, he was not devotee at that time. So he went to the West to attain this success and goal of life, to be rich and happy. So he came to Spain and he came with the idea that he would like to earn 1 million of euro. And after some time, it happened that he earned this first million of euro. At that time, he was already a devotee. And still, the mind told him, why not second million? So, Maya is working in such a way that this carrot which she will put before the nose, it will never be extinguished. It will never disappear. So we can think that we will earn this much and then we will just sit peacefully and we will chant the holy name of the Lord. And he told me he was thinking like that, that then he will be engaged. But even till now he is doing very actively business. And he admitted that it's so difficult to give up this idea, this desire to acquire more and more, even as a devotee. And he's very nice person, very generous. Whenever devotees come, he gives donation for certain projects, for support devotees and like that. But still, he said that it's so difficult to give up this. So once we are merged in this prosecuting this goal of material existence, it's very difficult to give up. So therefore, the Shastra and the scriptures, they are warning before this Atyahara and Prayasa and other consequent attachments with this material existence. And they are actually not godly qualities. Therefore also Shatbir Bhaktir Vinashyati. They will destroy the bhakti. They are not able to support and maintain bhakti. So they are more like actual demoniac qualities. And if I remember correctly, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that previously the demons they were born in, demons and demigods, they were born in on different planets. Later on they were born on one planet but in different states. And when the time was progressing and the material existence, the natural tendencies that is degrading, in the Kali Yuga the demons are born in the same body with the demigod qualities. So that's our situation, that at the same time we are fighting with these demoniac qualities and trying to develop these godly qualities. And these demoniac qualities, sometimes they appear to not to be so demoniac. As Srila Prabhupada is explaining in a Nectar of Instruction, in purport to the second verse, that actually some people, they think to be themselves broad-minded. In our term, we are using the word Mahatma. So, some people, they do so much good things for other welfare of other people, for humanity, humanism, socialism, communism and other isms, as Prabhupada is explaining. But Srila Prabhupada is actually speaking that all this activity has no value, has no spiritual value. It has some value, it has material value, definitely. But it has no spiritual value. So, opposite to Mahatma, or broad-minded person, is actually Duratma. So our focus should be that we should become Mahatma, not the Duratma. Even if in the body there are maybe some qualities present which maybe they belong to Duratma. But if we will focus more how to develop these godly qualities and neglect and try to eliminate these demoniac qualities, then my mercy of Krishna and Srimati Radharani, or opposite, by mercy of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, we can conquer or overcome these demoniac qualities. And we know from pastimes of Lord Krishna that for Krishna there is nothing impossible to conquer or defeat some demon. As one day also in Vrajabhumi, it was at the dusk, when the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi, they became very frightened and scared by terrible looking creature. He came, the great demon Arishta, in the form of great bull. And he described that he was so huge that this back hump was touching the sky, that the clouds were hovering like when you have high mountains, sometimes, I remember when we have been in Himachal Pradesh, that the clouds were coming, it was looking like the fog. Like now at morning there was a fog So there was it beating like a fog, but from the down it was the clouds. So same, the clouds were hovering around his hump and horns. So such a huge creature, he appeared in Vrindavan. Shri Prabhupada is describing that even in Vrindavan, everybody was absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna, and everybody was blissfully serving Krishna. But because it was in material existence situated in Vrindavan, Prabhupada is explaining that it could be contaminated by the appearance of demons. So therefore, Arishtasura, he appeared in Vrindavan in this terrible form. And he started to scare everybody, and everybody started to, especially
they fled from the pastures, and he was roaring terribly. That even women and calves who were pregnant, they had miscarriages. So it was such a terrible situation. Sometimes maybe before in Germany, we were watching some horror movies. Sometimes people are scared for some horrible creatures which are appearing in the movies. So we can just imagine which terrible situation was there in Vrindavan. And when this was happening, and the people started to run and animals started to fled away, then they were screaming in the fear, "Krishna, Krishna, please save us." So then Krishna said, "Don't be afraid." And he pacified them.
He challenged the bull, the Arishtasura. He stood before him and he slapped his hands. I was imagining that as a fighter sometimes they are doing like that. So he slapped his hands and then he just casually, and actually then he challenged him. He told him, "What do you think, you fool, you wicked rascal? You're coming here to Vrindavan to scare my, to scare this cowherd community. Since I am here present to punish you, so I will send you to the abode of the dead." And then he threw casually his arm above the shoulder of his friend and he looked in the contempt in Arishtasura. So that, if somebody comes and challenges you and then you like ignore him, you even ridicule him, then the person will become even more angry. So same way Arishtasura, he became very angry. And he tried to attack Krishna. So he, pointed his horns against Krishna and he started to run his direction. But the Krishna just grabbed him for the horns and threw him 18 steps away. I don't know how much is the step, but I suggest it's just a few meters. And the demon, he was surprised and then he stand up and it is described that he was perspiring and he was fatigued from that when Krishna threw him away. But still he got the courage and again attacked Supreme Lord. At that time, again when he was attacking and running towards Supreme Lord, Krishna grabbed him from his horns and threw him on the floor and kicked him with his foot. And it is described that he thrashed the demon like a pile of wet cloth. So I was thinking when living in India, you can see how women are, let's say, thrashing the wet cloth. There are like two ways they are doing like that, against the floor or against some stone, or they are taking cloth and really smashing against the stone like that. So I was thinking that if this was happening there at that time, Krishna smashing the Arishtasura like that. And then at that moment, Arishtasura, he started to bleed from his mouth and passing stool and urine, and his legs spread, and it is described that in painful way, he left to the abode of the dead. So, in the same way, Krishna, he can defeat very easily all these demons which are residing in our bodies. We sincerely try to please him and take shelter, same as inhabitants of Vrindavan, and take shelter in him. then we will not be facing defeat in our life. So after this, Krishna entered the Vrindavan and everybody was glorifying him for his wonderful deed. And he wanted to touch Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani told him, no, don't touch me. Yeah, we are contaminated. Sometimes Pujari goes to the altar, some contaminated person, some worker maybe come to the temple, he's avoiding, he cannot touch him, otherwise he'll be contaminated also. So because you killed the demon, but he was in the form of male cow. So you are contaminated, you killed the cow. Now you have to go to all holy places to take bath and get atonement. Krishna said, I don't have to go to all holy places. I will create here all holy places and I will call all the holy rivers in this spot. And he struck with his heel in the ground and immediately he created the place for the lake. And then he called all holy places that they will appear on that spot and they will fill up that lake. And he said, Gopis, look, all holy places, they are all waters, holy waters, they are entering my lake. And they said, but we don't see like that, the Gopis said. And then these holy places and holy rivers, they started to say prayers and saying their names when they were entering this Krishna Kund or Shyama Kund. So there were many different rivers, and I remember also here is mentioned river Tamraparni, Chandravasa. These two, they were there also actually. They entered Radha Kund. Ocean salt and ocean of milk, Yamuna, Godavari, and other rivers, they entered this lake. And immediately after that, Krishna took bath and he purified himself from so-called contamination. Of course, Krishna cannot be never contaminated, not as a part of the pastime. Then when he went out, he became a little arrogant and he challenged the gopis. You never perform any atonement and any austerity to please our creator of our universe, the Lord Brahma. So then Srimati Radharani said, okay. So then he said, okay, you can take a bath in my pond and you can also get purified. But Srimati Radharani said, no. This is not possible because this water is contaminated by this your sin. We will create our own lake. And then when the Arishtasur, he digged with his hooves some shallow ditch. So at that spot, it was west side of Shyama Kund, the gopis, they started to dig and create bigger place for water to enter. And it's described in Bhagavatam that in span of an hour, they created the lake. And then Srimati Radharani said that we will fill up this lake by billions of liters of water from Manasi Ganga. But Krishna, he suggested, you can fill up with mine. And then he gestured to this representant of the holy places and holy rivers. And then he appeared before Srimati Radharani. And with his folded hands, he prayed to her and requested that our only desire of perfection of life is if we can fill up this your pond. So Srimati Radharani agreed. And then the holy rivers of Shyama Kund, they forcefully broke the walls and entered the Radha Kund. So since today is very auspicious day, is Bahulashtami, or let's say appearance of Radha Kund also. It is described that actually Arishtasur appeared in Vrindavan before Rasa Lila dance took part. It was that evening. So after that, when this Radha Kund was also filled with the water, all gopis and Srimati Radharani, they took bath there. And then they performed the Rasa Lila dance. And Srimati Radharani She said actually to Krishna that whoever will take bath in Shyamakund, and she was very happy. She said that actually then she took bath in Radhakund and then she took bath in Shyamakund. And she said to Krishna that even if you will kill hundreds of bull demons, I will accept you. And she said to Krishna that whoever takes bath in Shyamakund, he become very dear to me. So today evening the devotees of Vrindavan, they go to Radhakund to take bath there on Bahulashtami, which is supposed to be 8th day of waning moon of month Kartik. It's very auspicious day to take bath. And as we can see in the life of the gopis and in the life of Srimati Radharani, there is never envy between themselves or towards the Supreme Lord Krishna. So I was thinking to speak a little bit about this aspect, since already at the beginning I mentioned about this demoniac qualities which we can possess. So envy can be also one of them, and is actually a root and cause of all bad qualities which we acquire in this material existence. Because this original envy towards Krishna is the reason why we are in this material existence, and this is the cause that why all other qualities are expanding, these bad qualities are expanding from the envy. And in discussion between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is mentioned that actually natural and exclusive quality of gopis is that they never desire to be directly with Krishna. They are only desiring to arrange meetings with Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And in this way, it is described that their happiness is increased 10 million times more. Or if they would be directly associating with the Supreme Lord. It is described by Srimati Radharani, there is Radhara Svarupa, Krishna Prema Kalpalata, that she is the creeper of love of Godhead, and the gopis are like twigs, leaves and flowers of this creeper. And when this creeper is sprinkled by the pastimes of Lord Krishna, then all the twigs, flowers and leaves become nourished, and they get 10 times, 100 times more nourishment and happiness than the creeper itself. So therefore gopis, they are trying to just bring Srimati Radharani and Krishna together. In the same way, Srimati Radharani is doing the same thing. She is trying to arrange that the gopis will meet directly with Sri Krishna. So I was thinking that this aspect to bringing somebody to Krishna before us is actually very pleasing to Krishna, and is increasing the pleasure of the person who is doing that. So same way as, for example, we are doing preaching activities. When we try to bring some people towards Krishna, our happiness will be increased more. Not that we want to be directly with Krishna and then others, we don't care, whatever. This is material existence, they came here because of their free will, so we are devotees and we will do our business, we will become devotees, we will become perfect, we go home back to Godhead. No, if you look at our life of our acharyas and Srila Prabhupada, all what they were doing, they were trying to connect the other living entities with the Supreme Lord Krishna. And I was thinking that since it's month Kartik, it will be very nice if devotees would maybe spend some more time and try to connect some people from outside or even devotees, connect them more directly with Krishna. Like for example, if we will distribute all of us, maybe 10 or 15 or 20 or 100, this small book, it will not take much more energy for us to do that. This is the Nectar of Instructions. Like that, Srila Prabhupada read so many small books. It's not difficult. People can give 20 rupee. But their life can be changed. Their life can become perfect. I remember 11 years ago, I met here one boy. I gave him one small book 11 years ago on the street. And I remember at that time it was pretty tough day. I distributed like in whole day, I distributed like 13 books, you know, and it was like, you know, this day, like everybody's just get away, you know, and I don't have time and no, nothing. And one boy, he stopped and he took a small book. He didn't have much money. He took one small book and he left, but he was nice. I spoke with him. So he gave me his contact and he said that I can stop by later in his place some other day, that he will have money in his work and that he will take more books. So I did that and he took more books and I took him to Govinda that day and I gave him japa and he started to chant the next day. And then later on he started to come to temple and I met him here recently in Mayapur and he was going to New Delhi to get initiated by Gopal Krishna Maharaj. So I was thinking that it's such a small book, maybe thing, just 20 rupee. But this can change the life of the person completely. Their material existence can be finished. But that depends in which way we want to approach the Supreme Lord. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yaredeka tare kaha Krishna Upadesh. Kaha. Tare kaha Krishna. This means that you speak Krishna Upadesh. You say to somebody about Krishna Upadesh, about Krishna's instructions. Of course, I heard also that even as we are as a devotees, we are dressed as a devotees, we have tilak, we are behaving as a devotees. If somebody sees us, he can also get benefit, he can even become devotee and like that. But specifically, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say kaha? He could say, you become just devotee, you behave as a devotee, and in this way people will get liberated. He didn't say like that. Also, when he was glorifying Haridas Thakur, what he told him? Haridas Thakur, you are the best of all devotees. Why is that? Because your character is perfect and you are a preacher. So if we are perfect in our character, or we are trying to improve and make perfect our character, and at the same time we are preaching the glory of the Lord to other people or other devotees around us, to inspire them that they will be preaching to other people. In this way, we will get mercy of the Supreme Lord. Krishna is compassionate with those who are compassionate to others. So if we will be compassionate to others, we will get compassion of Krishna and we will get mercy of Krishna. And it's not mine. It's not much. When I was looking here, we are Harinam Sankirtan movement. When I look Harinam, there is going 10 devotees here. If I look book distribution, here is maybe 5 devotees distributing books. Except brahmacharis who are traveling and preaching and distributing books. But devotees who are living here. And it's not much energy. We can take one book per day, one small book, to one person. And in this way the people can be so much benefited. Vaishishika Prabhu, he's explaining that actually this book distribution is the family business of ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada, it was so dear to him. I am preparing now a seminar about book distribution. And I call it the Srila Prabhupada's pleasure. So I'm taking the quotes where Prabhupada is mentioning that this preaching and book distribution and Harinam is bringing him pleasure. So much pleasure it brings to Srila Prabhupada. Even if we are doing different activity, different projects. But it's just take little extra time and give to one person we meet, somebody, tell him, oh, you can take this one book, it's just 20 rupee or 30 rupee and you read it please. And then people's lives, they can change so much. So, maybe I'm not in position to speak to senior Vaishnavas like that. So those please who are engaged in such activities, don't take this my words. But those who are, maybe you have some free time, and you would like to get more mercy and more compassion of Supreme Lord Krishna, you can take one small book and you can give to one person. And this, in the month of Kartik, whatever devotional service is performed is multiplied so much. So in this way, our world will be benefited, our life will be benefited, life of the people will be benefited. And we can think that our endeavor or activities, they are not so great. But we never know what Krishna is preparing for us. When we have been in Himachal Pradesh, we were staying in the house of one devotee. He was arranging preaching programs for us. And one day he came, it was just after breakfast, I wanted to take rest. And he came and he said he arranged program in one school. And he said that this is school for small children. And I was thinking, yeah, come on, you know, what will we preach? There were small children, like 5, 6, 7 years old, like that. He said he arranged program there. And I was thinking, yeah, okay, anyway, it's arranged already, so let's go there. The mind was protesting, was objecting so many things, but many reasons not to do it. But we went, and this program, I remember till now, it was such a nice, such an ecstatic program. The room was full of these small children. And when they started to chant the holy name, they knew Mahamantra. So they started to respond, and they were responding with such a vigor and enthusiasm. And because they were very pure, there was no motivation in their singing. They were not motivated by anything. They were just singing because I was singing, so they were responding. It was such a pure vibration. And they were so enthusiastic when they were singing, and they were smiling and raising their hands. And then after that, I was telling them the stories about Gopal, and they liked it very much. And after this, when it was like half hour or something like that, they left. The director of the school, he said that from next morning, they will be chanting whole school the Hare Krishna mantra for 5 minutes. And since we were living maybe just 200 meters from the school, so I was listening next morning, and they were chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Now, they assembled, they are doing here in India, in the West it's not so common, but in India, the children before the school start, they assemble all of them, and then they chant different mantras. So one of them also was Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Whole school was engaged like that. And then the director also requested that that we will stay a little more with my wife, and then we will give also some speech for teachers. And then consequently, almost every teacher from the crew, they took books of Srila Prabhupada, maybe just 2 persons didn't took. So they liked very much, and the wife of the teacher, she was director in another school, so next day there was arranged another program for another, I don't know, how many hundreds of little grown up, let's say teenagers. So we never know what is expecting for us, if we will do some small endeavor. Because Krishna, he can do wonderful things. Even if we are not experienced, we don't know how to approach people, how to speak, how to preach. You know? Some people, they think that they have to be some preachers. Like Bhakta Prabhu, he was recently speaking about this preaching for these people who are in hospitals or in jails, in prison. Okay, for that, you require that you have some experience. You have some knowledge to give people solace and some shelter. But for this, it's so simple. You can learn just maybe Bengali sentence, Kotobarashchen, how many times you came here. And then they immediately, especially when they see white people speaking something Bengali, they become so inspired. Eh? And then you just give them book to the hand, you smile and you can speak something. It's nice book, please take it. And then they can take it. Simple. Srila Prabhupada said about 3 minutes of your preaching, what they will do. Give them book and I will do the job. So Srila Prabhupada, he will do the job. But we have to be there to be this missing link between people and Krishna. Because if you will not be there, somebody else will be there. And everybody can do that. I was inspired when I was reading Prabhupada Lilamrita. There was mentioning about Jananivas Prabhu. It was at the beginning here in Mayapur. And you were going down from altar or something. And then Prabhupada asked you, where are you going? You have to do your duties. And you said, I have to get the BTG magazine for one person. He was asking for that. So Srila Prabhupada said, get some help to this boy. He cannot do everything. So nobody is limited. Pujari can do that job. Even if you come just recently to Krishna consciousness, you can do that job. If you know how to speak, this is in Vacha Vegam, Manasakrodha Vegam. Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that when we meet with some people, we immediately start to speak nonsense. So many important things we speak. But do we speak all the time Krishna Kata? Do we speak all the time about Krishna? Some of us maybe yes. My experience is not. I'm not speaking all the time Krishna Kata. Sometimes I'm trying to chant, sometimes I'm trying to speak about Krishna, sometimes I'm speaking nonsense. So, if I already have a propensity, a tendency to mumble something with this machine, so then I can speak to people who don't know nothing about Krishna, I can give them something about, some knowledge, and then they can be benefited. And maybe by that activity I can get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How is this verse? I don't remember. That by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even the lion, he can cross the mountains and translation problem? And it is said that if there is no mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even the most easy task is impossible to perform. And if there is mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even the most difficult task is easy to perform. So by mercy of Guru and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can do wonderful things for their pleasure. And by that, at the end of the life, we can be blessed and attained our next destination, which is supposed to be the pastimes of the Lord. So, I was thinking, since today is such a very auspicious day, that we are here in Mayapur, so take bath in Radha Kund. Even I heard there is the same Kund, Radha Kund is also present. But if somebody will, maybe it's a little cold that evening, will not go. So I have here few drops of Radha Kund, so after lecture once we can put on our heads, since Srila Prabhupada said that 3 drops will do the job. We can put on our heads and it can be considered that we took bath on Radha Kund on very auspicious day of Bhavalashtami. Hare Krishna. So please, if there are some comments or comments or questions. Yes,
I was appreciating very much Srila Prabhupada's purport about like overeating and like being fat and like things like that. I was appreciating his perspective. I guess because in my life I've struggled with that, particularly just this that peacefulness like with eating. And so
it's such a it's a challenging thing to be able to control the tongue, and I was just meditating on how, like how you were saying, envy is the root of all of these demoniac qualities, and that wanting to just enjoy for myself instead of for Krishna. And so, I was also meditating how it's like this over attachment. You were saying it's very related to make too much money and eat too much or all those things, and that like it's almost like an addiction, and that with even the 12 steps like Alcoholics Anonymous or Overeaters Anonymous or narcotics or whatever it is, that addiction, it always boils down to the first step is acknowledging that there's a problem, and it's actually very spiritual, realizing there's no way to cross this without God, and how you were saying that there's no way to overcome any of these attachments to wanting to make money or eat too much or whatever it is without like praying to God, please help me. So I was just appreciating that part of the lecture. Thank you.
It reminds me one thing I wanted to actually mention, I forgot. I wrote down previously when I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, two things. The word, this is from Madhya, 18th chapter. The word Jiva Himsa, and in the breaks Prabhupada wrote, envy of other living entities, actually means stopping preaching of Krishna consciousness. So actually envy, we can defeat or we can conquer by preaching. Because if we stop, as Prabhupada says, that the Jiva Himsa, this violence towards living entities, and at the same time it's equal to envy of living entities, is actually not to preach Krishna consciousness. And it can be difficult. It can be challenging for our mind, for our ego or whatever. So I was very inspired by prayer of Srimati Radharani. Nagani apana dukkha sabe vanchi tanra sukha amara tatparya more yadi dia dukkha tanra haila mahasukha sei dukkha mora dukkha sukha varya. I do not mind my personal distress, I only wish for happiness of Krishna, for his happiness is the goal of my life. However, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness. So, I was meditating that this sometimes very helpful for me when it is difficult on Sankirtan or preaching activities, that I shouldn't care so much for my happiness in my life, but I should care for happiness of Krishna. And Krishna says that the most dear is the one who is preaching my glory. Yes, Prabhu.
We were very fortunate to have Yamuna Devi as our neighbor for about 11 years in Sharanagati community. And she told us one time that Prabhupada told her, if you do not teach others what I have taught you, you will become envious. So that goes right along with what you're saying. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam. One more question?
So the demon Arishasura after Krishna killed him, because I felt that when Krishna kills a demon, he gets liberated. So maybe he went to the Brahma Jyoti, or I just wondered about this.
I don't know. Maybe we can inquire from some senior, Yadubha Prabhu, Jananivas, Pankajagri Prabhu, Yanagama Prabhu, you know.
He sent him to the boat of death first, and I don't know any other pastor past that.
Jananivas Prabhu? Sorry, Prabhu. Pray to Krishna and Srimati Radharani, it will be revealed to you one day. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Shri Prabhupada ki.